Chapter 7. Issues Facing the Media in the 21st Century 3. The media, as a whole, is sometimes referred to in English as the Fourth Estate. This refers to the central role of media organisations as one of the checks and balances on the exercise of power in liberal democratic society. The state is constructed of three independent branches, or estates. The government, which introduces policy and proposes legislation, the legislature, and the judiciary. In theory, the power of the government is checked and balanced by the rights of the legislature, Parliament in the UK, to oversee and amend their work, and the judiciary to interpret and enforce the law. The media, as an independent fourth branch, can act as a further safeguard against the abuse of power by any of the other branches of the state by adopting the stance of a watchdog. This means that the role of the media is to hold those who exercise power in society accountable for their actions. If they detect something wrong, their job is, like a watchdog detecting a robber, to bring the public's attention to the problem by loudly proclaiming the abuse that it has found. This seems to be considered the most important role of media organisations in Britain today. Much of the British news media focuses on the exposure of wrongdoing, as they see it, by powerful people in society. In the name of the public interest, news organisations do not limit themselves to reporting on the supposed abuses of power by those exercising political power. They will search for scandals in the lives of anybody with a degree of social prominence, from politicians to celebrities, and turn these scandals into stories that dominate the media for extended periods of time. As with the assumption of political neutrality covered earlier, on the surface, the action of the media in holding powerful people to account should surely be seen as an invaluable service in the protection of open democratic society. And as long as the media act responsibly in investigating and reporting real abuses of power, this is true. But recent British history has highlighted two problems concerning this function of media organisations. Firstly, there is the question of when people's expectations of privacy, to not have their private lives exposed in public, conflict with the public interest or right to know. The media, seeing the publication of celebrity scandal as a sure way to increase sales, argue that having one's private life subject to public scrutiny in the press is the price of celebrity. If one makes one's living by being a public figure, then one's life becomes a kind of public property. To many, this does not seem very fair. Is it really in the public interest for us to be told with whom a particular actor is sleeping? So, how are we to define the public interest, and who decides? Secondly, there is the question of how the power of the media itself should be overseen or regulated. Media organisations themselves are powerful in society, but who is there to make sure that they do not abuse their power? In recent years, serious criminal abuse of media power has come to light in the UK. The repercussions of this scandal are still being felt. In the following chapters, we will look at specific cases in which the issues raised in these three introductory chapters have been debated in recent years in the UK. First, we will look at the organisation of the BBC and some of the controversies that it has become involved in. Then, we will look at the scandal concerning the British newspaper industry's abuse of power.